Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, George Brett. Batting second, the left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting third, the DH, Pete Lockhock. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth, the first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting seventh, the catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second, the second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third, the DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting seventh, the catcher, Milt May. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Phil Mankowski. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Fernando Arroyo. And now, play ball. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock takes first base on ball four. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a line drive towards third. Brett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Leonard covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a line drive into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Leonard covering, for the out. One out. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Leonard covering, for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. McRae reaches second base with a double. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lockhock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McRae scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lockhock moves to second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Arroyo fields it and throws to third for the out. Cowens moves to second. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuentes strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McRae. Staub reaches second base with a double. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvie takes first base on ball 4. Thompson moves to second. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mankowski hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thompson moves to third. Two outs. Tim Corcoran pinch hits for Tom Verizer. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Chuck Scribner now playing shortstop. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McRae hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Royals. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scribner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fuentes for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 2 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Arroyo covering, for the out. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scribner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Arroyo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ogilvy hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. McRae is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lockhock takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lockhock moves to third. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Cowens moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 3 in the game. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Josie Depp now playing left field. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0 for 2 in the game. Mankowski hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner hits a line drive into left field. Zdeb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 3 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. Porter hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 3 in the game. Patek hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Arroyo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 3 in the game. Fuentes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens who is chasing the ball. Fuentes reaches third base with a triple. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fuentes scores. It's 2-1, Royals. Larry Gura now pitching. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 3 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ogilvie hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kemp moves to third. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kemp scores. Ogilvie moves to second. It's Royals, 2, Tigers, 2. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0 for 3 in the game. Mankowski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers 2. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 4 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb bunts towards the mound. Arroyo fields it and throws to first for the out. Brett moves to second. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brett scores. Lockhock moves to second. It's 3-2, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Mayberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LaFleur throws the ball into Mankowski who tags Mayberry trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Lockhock scores. It's 4-2, Royals. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Little now pitching. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner is 0 for 1 in the game. Scribner takes first base on ball 4. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 4 in the game. LaFleur is called out on strikes. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Fuentes takes first base on ball 4. Scribner moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scribner moves to third. Fuentes moves to second. Steve Mingori now pitching. Mickey Stanley pinch runs for Rusty Staub. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-4 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Oda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Scribner tags and scores. Fuentes tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-3, Royals. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fuentes scores. Stanley moves to second. It's Royals, 4, Tigers, 4. Doug Bird now pitching. John Wackenfuss pinch hits for Ben Ogilvie. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers 4. The Royals will come to bat. John Hiller now pitching. John Wackenfuss now playing right field. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-4 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski juggles the ball. That's an error on Mankowski. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-4 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis moves to third. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-4 in the game. Patek strikes out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-4 in the game. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Wackenfuss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0-for-4 in the game. Mankowski bunts towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with White covering, for the out. May moves to second. One out. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Scribner hits a fly ball into left field. Zdeb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-5 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers 4. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 0-for-0 in the game. Zdeb hits a line drive towards third. Mankowski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Way then pinch hits for Pete Lockhock. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then strikes out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Cowens hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mayberry hits a line drive towards third. Mankowski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bird fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-4 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kemp hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.